In Colorado, wildfires over the weekend destroyed property and forced thousands of people to flee their homes. Firefighters are battling 9 fires across the state, including a 25,000-acre fire in the Pike National Forest southwest of Denver and a 7,500-acre blaze in Glenwood Springs. The Federal Emergency Management Agency late yesterday approved funds to help Colorado fight the Glenwood Springs fire. The grant was the 9th FEMA approved for the state this year. Mark Roberts reports.
Late yesterday, fire officials in Glenwood Springs escorted homeowners into parts of the burned-out area to see what was left of their property. The fire left behind burned-out cars and the charred ruins of family households. Fire spokesman Alan Belt says so far the coal seam fire has damaged 40 structures on the edge of town.
24 of those were homes. One mobile home park was totally destroyed and another partly damaged.
2,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in this resort community, but the fire did not burn inside the Glenwood Springs city limits. Belt says this fire started from an underground coal seam that was already burning.
Thus the name Coal Seam Fire. It's been burning since the mid-70s, in fact. And somehow, just a combination of the intensely dry vegetation and that one of those seams getting to the surface was all it took to ignite it.
For people in this community, the bright orange flames on the edge of town brought back painful memories of the deadly 1994 Storm King Mountain Fire that killed 14 firefighters. Meanwhile, the Hayman Fire that started Saturday night in the forest northwest of Colorado Springs exploded into a monster inferno. Rocky Mountain Area Fire Coordination Center spokesman Len Young.
Sunday morning, it was just a small fire, but it got up and ran. It was just a 40-acre fire in the morning and more than 25,000 acres by dark.
The Hayman Fire has moved so fast, Young says, that it could become an especially disastrous blaze.
Cheeseman Reservoir is in the path of the fire, which is a watershed for Denver. And then once again, it's heading towards the community of Deckers if it does run for long distances, which it might. And so there's potential for evacuations and loss of homes, depending on what that fire might do. So it's another very serious fire.
Over the weekend, police reportedly put out many campfires started in the Pike National Forest. Young says this fire was apparently started by a careless camper.
People need to be just especially careful. It's just the wrong time of year to think that you can have a campfire.
Dense smoke clouds from the Hayman Fire blotted out the sun across Metro Denver, while ash from the blaze settled across the community. Weather forecasters expect cooler temperatures today, in the mid-80s instead of the 90-plus degree heat of this past weekend. But no rain is expected, and the fire danger in the forest will remain high to extreme. For NPR News, I'm Mark Roberts in Denver.